I miss watching the Eagles this weekend. It was the team's bye week, and I really don't know what to do with myself on football Sundays when they aren't playing. Chances are you're like me, too. If you're even a little deep into Eagles trivia, you've probably heard of Burt Bell, the man who pulled the Eagles franchise out of bankruptcy in the 1930s and arguably saved the NFL multiple times. But you may not have heard of the woman behind Burt. Her name is Frances Upton.
There is no Burt Bell without Frances Upton, in my opinion.
This is Philadelphia sports power couple. Why did it take the two of them to create the team we love? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Reporter Jeff Barnt produced a short documentary on Frances Upton and Burt Bell called In the Beginning, There Was Frances. So, Jeff, this story all starts with a woman named Frances Upton. Who was she?
Frances Upton was a girl who worked behind the cosmetics perfume counter of Macy's in New York City. She had worked there for a number of months to make some money. She wanted to be a dancer. And one day, a Schubert theater agent from Broadway, that Schubert being on Broadway, came up to her and said, "You are a marvelously beautiful girl. Would you be interested in show business?" And she said, "Well, I take ballet lessons." And he said, "Well, I represent the Schubert Theater. We have Broadway plays all the time. And we'd like to see if we can groom you to see if you have what it takes to have that talent." And she certainly did show her talent.
"Hey, what's the idea? Talking to a dummy, you dummy. The next thing you know, you'll be talking to yourself and walking into telegraph poles. You know that, don't you?"
"All right, get out."
She played in many Broadway plays with the likes of legendary actors like Eddie Cantor and a young Bob Hope.
"How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Hope." No, not yet, Charlie.
How did she come to meet Burt Bell?
I talked to Upton Bell about this.
"My name is Upton Bell. I'm Frances Upton and Burt Bell's son."
Burt Bell met Frances Upton. Upton, of course, is named after his mother.
Mm-hmm.
At a party.
"My father used to go to New York a lot and went to a lot of parties there. And that's how they first met."
"He was smitten."
"He then began to pursue her. And I know at one time, he did ask her to become serious."
And apparently, Burt Bell liked his drink.
"And she said, 'Well, I really don't date drunks.'"
And she said, "If I'm going to be seeing you, you're not going to be drinking anymore." She was thinking, this bum is never going to do this. He's never going to give this up.
One night he was in Atlantic City with a group of his friends.
And he did ask her that question again in front of a crowd of people and said, "What is it going to take for me to have you as a girlfriend or maybe even more, fiance?" And she said, "You have got to stop drinking."
From that night till the day he died, he never had another drink.
So they got married. What did they do for work? Did they
have
money?
She was still acting. Burt Bell, he came from money. But apparently somewhere along the line, he lost a ton of cash.
At the time, he was all college football.
He was a coach for Temple, and he was also a coach for Penn. He played for the University of Penn Quakers.
In another of the season's upsets, old Eli takes the worst beating in its history. Penn's ball. Ed Allen heaves a high one. Whiteman intercepts for Eli, and Yale struggles to save a goose egg.
So football was always in his blood. And you have to think back then that the Ivy League schools, that was the premier football league.
College football was the pro game. It was the biggest thing in America. And he didn't really have a lot of interest in the pro game, but she
really saw something in pro football. As she was traveling around with her show, she was traveling around the country and enjoying these games.
On the second play of the game, Bill Osmanski drives away for the Bears.
Watch now as Chicago's George Wilson takes out not one, but two Redskins. And Osmanski completes a 68-yard touchdown.
And she seemed to have a vision that, you know what, this is a very interesting sport.
And she said to him one day, she said, I don't know why you're wasting your time with college football. She said, the pro game is it.
And she actually took Burt Bell to his first pro football game and said, look, you have to get on the ball. You have got to get interested in this game. She saw something in Burt Bell herself that she saw the same thing in pro football. Here's a man who has a lot of potential, and here's a game that has a lot of potential. And I think marrying these two variables would be a really good idea.
Did Philadelphia have an NFL team then?
They had a team called the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets.
Oh.
And they were bankrupt. So they didn't have too many people show up. The team went belly up. And with her money, they went down to the bankruptcy court and got the Yellow Jackets out of bankruptcy. And they bought the Philadelphia Eagles for $2,500 with Francis's money.
Now, that was a lot of money back then, right?
It was a lot of money, but consider the investment.
Yeah, it's true.
$2,500 for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is 1933 we're talking about.
So we're talking about the throes of the Depression.
We are in the midst of the Depression. FDR had just taken over the presidency, defeating Hoover. And they're walking up the street.
Might have been Broad Street at that time.
And they see one of FDR's new deals and his programs, the National Recovery Act. And if you ever see the emblem, you can Google it, of the National Recovery Act, it is a red, white, and blue sign. And it says NRA at the top, and in the middle is a blue eagle.
And he looked up and saw the National Recovery Act eagle and said, you know what? That's going to be the name of the team. It's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. And so that's how the Philadelphia Eagles became the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank God for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
When we come back,
we have to come up with a system that when someone is good or comes out of college, that the worst team of that year with the worst standings gets the best player.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Annette John Hall. When we left off, reporter Jeff Barnt was talking about how Burt Bell and Francis Upton bought the bankrupt Frankfurt Yellow Jackets and renamed them the Eagles. As team owner, Burt came up with a major innovation in sports, the draft. How did those young Eagles do?
They were not doing too well. There were a lot of teams falling apart. There were a lot of teams going belly up around those times. It was really funny. He was going to Minnesota to get this hot shot player. He takes a train all the way from Philadelphia to Minnesota to pick up this guy.
Player by the name of Stanley Koskin, star player at the University of Minnesota.
Or to try to at least sign him to a contract to get back to Philadelphia and turn his team around.
Got off the train and told him that he wanted to sign him, that he would be great with Philadelphia. He was going to offer him a certain amount of money. And Koskett kept saying, well, let me go make a phone call. You know, I got to think this over.
This guy was basically using Burt Bell as leverage because he really wanted to play for, at the time, the Brooklyn Dodgers, which turned out to be a baseball team, had a football team. They were one of the premier teams as well. And Burt is realizing, I'm being used here. This guy wants nothing to do with Philadelphia. He wants to go to Brooklyn.
What happened eventually is Koskett signed up with the Brooklyn Dodgers. So my father on the way back on the train said, you know,
the NFL is going to fall apart.
Hmm.
The NFL is going to fall apart. There are three good teams, the Packers, the Giants, and the Bears.
There's no way this league can survive if we, the Philadelphia Eagles and the other teams in the league, you know, can't afford to deal and win. So he came up with a brilliant idea.
We have to come up with a system that when someone is good or comes out of college, that the worst team of that year with the worst standings gets the best player. So he proposes this. The owners say, you know what, this is a good idea. This was the first draft idea ever instituted in the history of sports. Basketball followed. After that, they went, hey, that's a good idea. Ice hockey followed next. They thought it was a good idea. Baseball didn't institute it until 1964 or 65.
And this brilliant move saved the NFL, saved the Eagles, and it all came out of what is most in life, desperation.
Burt became NFL commissioner, and the family made their home in the Philadelphia area, right?
In Narberth, yes. Some of the team voters took a vote to see who would be the next commissioner. And as it turned out, it was a brilliant move, given what Burt Bell would do in his 13 years as NFL commissioner. During World War II, a lot of the owners said, look, there's 1,000 players from the NFL fighting in the Second World War. We have got to shut down. Burt Bell said, we shut down, we're dead. That's all there is to it. The NFL will never reopen again. And so they did everything they could to patch things together. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Steelers combined teams. They were known as the Steagles during World War II. Just to make sure the NFL would stay alive. He also saw the invention of the television in the late 20s, 30s, and 40s, and he saw football as a very TV-friendly sport. Burt Bell also came up with the rule of sudden death. Burt Bell did all this, but there is no way Burt Bell would have ever been the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. There is no way Burt Bell would have ever been the commissioner of the NFL and made those incredible game-changing decisions without Frances Upton Bell. Because here's a girl who, 16 years old, working behind a cosmetics counter, is discovered, shows her talents, was a visionary, straightened a man's life out, and had him do what he could do. She saw his attributes before he could even see them. There is no Burt Bell without Frances Upton, in my opinion, and she is highly overlooked, and I think that's a crime.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Annette. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Reporter Jeff Barn produced the short documentary, In the Beginning, There Was Frances. Burt Bell is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and was recently named one of the 50 most influential business people in football by The Athletic, while Frances hasn't gotten much recognition at all. Should she get more? Tweet me at AnnetteJH. I'd love to hear your answer to this one. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Our intern is Jay Chandler. Just a reminder that our podcast will now come out at 4:30 in the afternoon. Same great stories, but a different time. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Go Eagles!